Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar's here, too. Jeffrey is, he ordinarily, folks, operates the Worm Cam for us out here on Main Street. He's our home-based aficionado. He's a party of one, a charmed quirk out there operating in, all by himself and out here in the marketplace on Main Street. But today he's operating the storm cam for us, right, Jeff?
I'm your Jim Cantore, right? reporting in from the South Front.
I want you to be our Joe Bastardi.
I'll be your Joe Bastardi.
I like Bastardi better.
There you go.
No, Cantore's too good. He's a stud. He gets the job done.
Just don't call me your Stephanie Abrams, okay?
Don't worry. Yeah, that's another story.
Let's not go there.
All right, so, folks, Jeffrey, as you know, is a nationally recognized journalist and an author of three books on being home-based and one of the great wordsmiths of our time. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks again for being here. Now, you and I have been how many storms have we ridden out together, so to speak?
It's been quite a few. Well, it's easier to say how long it's been than how many because you sort of lose track over time.
Well, but seriously, back in the early part of the last decade, the early part of this century, South Florida got hit with a lot of storms.
Yeah, we had a spate back in about 7 years ago where we had like Francis and Jean and
you had
Charlie
three or four coming in a row there.
Yeah, and I remember we're in Broward County, Fort Lauderdale area, and we have friends who live up in Palm Beach County just to the north, and they were without power for about 3 to 4 weeks. And, you know, one of my friends who lived up there did not shave as long as he did not have power. He had a pretty robust beard going, and that's in the summertime. You know, people down here don't generally grow beards in the summertime. Usually down here, and we'll talk about business in a moment, but usually down here, my joke is when it's all hot and muggy outside and it's in the 90s with near triple-digit humidity, I said, this is why, why we put up with this is because mm-hmm. January will be here soon enough.
Right.
But, you know, so there's the creature comforts that can be wanting and lacking. But, you know, when a hurricane comes and you get warning, you know, 5 to 7 to 9 days out, as a small business owner, it's one thing you have your house and you have your family to take care of. You got to gas up the cars and put up the shutters and get plywood, et cetera, and all your foodstuffs. But as a small business owner, it's a whole different level of preparation that has to go on, especially, you know, most of my clients, and it's been different over the years and it comes and goes as an entrepreneur, my clients may change, but most of my clients are here. So, you know, meaning in South Florida, even if they're in Central Florida, this storm is supposed to, it's one of the first storms recently that's supposed to make a north-south track all the way up the peninsula. So if I have clients, and I have some, but I'm not working with them right now up in Orlando, that they could well take a hit from this. But most of my clients are here, so I make the effort to let them know, hey, you know, I have no deadlines, or I'll file this deadline early because we're looking at the storm coming up.
And the good news, but think about, I'll keep thinking about years ago when we didn't know all that we know about this stuff.
Right.
You know, God bless those people who were wandering around one day and the next day they're getting hit by a hurricane.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
But now you've got, look at all the notice you've got.
Right.
I mean, there's almost no excuse for, unless you've got a physical, like you got a restaurant or something, you got to deliver something on the spot. a whole lot of businesses ought to be like you're doing, you know, making plans to write it out.
Yeah, you prepare. There's no, and you know, there's no excuse. Now, there's, you know, if you have it, like I have a number of big projects that I just flat out cannot deliver before the storm arrives. But you know what? Most of my clients down here flat out can't do anything with them if I did, because they got other things going on. It's sort of that everyone's got their perspective, their point of view, their focus, their attention of how they're preparing for this storm. You know, very little of it has to do with what was, you know, for their business, what might have been going on for this week or next. You know, right now we're planning on how to push things out into the future so that we can deal with continuity and business recovery, you know, come Monday,
right.
If you know what I'm saying.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, so very few of my clients are saying, where's that big package I was expecting tomorrow, meaning Friday, so that I can be working on it, you know, tomorrow or Monday? Well, I don't think that we're going to be working on that stuff. And, you know, I don't get that call because that's not the thinking. The thinking is, how do I protect the business? How do I protect myself and my coworkers and my employees to prepare everybody so that we can come back and then jump all hands? You know, both
right.
feet in, all hands, mixing metaphors here, to make sure the business gets back up and running once, you know, it's all
and,
clear.
And that kind of preparation, that kind of power planning, that kind of attitude is what makes customers want to stay with you through thick and thin, isn't it? Because they,
right.
they, because you obviously, I mean, you were probably contacting your customers before they even thought about you. And because, you know, they got their customers to take care of, right?
Exactly.
And so now that they're thinking, wait a minute, I'm taking care of my customers. My customers are taking care of me.
Right.
And that's a big deal, isn't it?
That's a big deal. And a lot of people.
How about this, Jeff? I know what you're doing. You're calling these people and you're saying, okay, here I am. Here's what I'm ready to do for you if you need me. What can I do to help you?
Right. Right. Absolutely. You know, and be, you know that I'm here for you. But, you know where I am, but I'm here for you. How can I help you prepare? Is there anything that I can do once, my needs are met along with your needs being met? And that's key. It's just the way we work. You know, it's the way we work as small business owners, you know, making sure that what we do, helps them with what they do. And especially when you're a small business, you know, it's not like I'm retail. It's not like I'm putting, you know, goods on a store shelf for someone to come in and buy. Even though it's not much different, it's just a different customer.
Right.
I'm what, you know, as your listeners may know, it's what's called B2B. You know, my customers
mm-hmm.
are businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a business serving a business. How can I help you serve your customers? And they might even be businesses in kind.
Well, and you know, in your case, You're a wordsmith, so you
right.
might be helping them. You might already be thinking, hey, guys, have you thought about what, the kind of message you need to get out to your customers
right.
During the storm? I mean, maybe you've already come up with some ideas for them.
Right,
that's,
absolutely.
That's called leadership. That's called ownership. That's
yeah.
called being a partner.
Absolutely. So, and that's called, you know, the way we roll in the sense
yep.
of it's nothing any different, you know, whether it's a storm, whether it's the holidays,
so folks,
whether
think
it's
about
an
that.
Anniversary, you
think,
know.
Think about that. You know, what can you do to help your customers with whatever's going on right now, and especially if they're in the storm area. Hold on to that thought. Jeff is hunkering down. He says he doesn't care what the governor says. He's hunkering down. I'm going to ask him, you know, I know what you're feeling, but what are you thinking?
Are you madman?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.